Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In John chapter 10, Jesus identifies himself as the Good Shepherd. Now, of course, the people of that time, just like we do, knew Psalm 23. They knew the Lord is our shepherd. And Jesus comes along and says, you know that Good Shepherd you read about in Psalm 23? That's me. Jesus showed himself all through his ministry to be the Good Shepherd and continues to be our Good Shepherd who leads his church. In John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus describes three specific things Jesus does for his church, for his flock. Jesus calls his sheep, Jesus knows his sheep, and number three, Jesus leads his sheep. First of all, number one, Jesus calls his sheep. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. The good shepherd calls his sheep, and his sheep hear and recognize the voice of their shepherd. And part of being God's flock is recognizing the voice of our good shepherd. There is communication between the good shepherd and his sheep. Jesus, our good shepherd, our leader, calls us to himself through word and sacrament. John chapter 10, verse 3 tells us that Jesus calls his own sheep by name. The sheep hear his voice, he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. Isn't it great to know that Jesus knows your name? You know, to the government, you're just a number. You're your social security number. That's all they care about. To the world, especially the business world, the only thing they care about you is your credit card number. You know, to the rest of the world, you're just a number, but Jesus knows you personally. Jesus knows your name. Jesus, the King of the universe, the creator of all things, your good shepherd, knows you by name. Now, of course, especially that particular verse, I think, refers to the sacrament of holy baptism. In baptism, the Lord calls us by name and puts his name, the name of the triune God, upon us. We are baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We don't decide to join Jesus's flock. The shepherd calls us by name in baptism and makes us his very own disciples, his very own children. And in baptism, he calls us and he washes us, washing away the dirt and grime of sin, forgiving all of our sins. Acts 22:16 says, arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Now he continues to communicate to his sheep by the power of his word, the Holy Bible. When we read the Bible, we're not just reading a book. We're listening to a voice. We're listening to the voice of our good shepherd, Jesus. Every time we listen to God's word in church, every time we study God's word in Sunday school and Bible class, every time we do our daily devotions, we are listening to the voice of our good shepherd who loves us and calls us by name. His word shows us our sin, where we've gone wrong, where we've fallen short, where we have not loved God with our whole heart or not loved our neighbor as ourselves. His word shows us his grace, the forgiveness of sins he earned for us on the cross. And his word teaches us how to live a life of love and joy and peace. The kind of love, joy, and peace he wants us to experience in our very own life. His word guides us and directs us in that one true faith until life everlasting. So we're here today to listen to the voice of our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. And when we read the Bible, we're not just reading a book, we're listening to his voice. The good shepherd calls his sheep. The good shepherd, you know, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. That's part two. Number two, Jesus knows his sheep. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Jesus is the good shepherd who knows you personally by name and knows exactly what you need. Jesus, your good shepherd, knows you better than anybody. Jesus, your good shepherd, knows you better than you know yourself. Which is why the first verse of Shepherd Psalm 23 is, the The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Your shepherd, your leader, Jesus, knows you better than anyone, so he knows exactly what you need. I don't know if you notice this, but people are kind of hard to satisfy. People are constantly trained to say in this world, I want, I want, I want. The Lord doesn't promise to give us everything we want. That would be horrible. The Lord does promise to give us everything we need. We want so many bad things for ourselves, but the Lord promises us to meet our needs, to give us our daily bread, the physical needs that we need for this body and life. And he promises, even more importantly, to meet our spiritual needs, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Let me share with you three important things you need to know about Jesus. First of all, Jesus knows you. He knows you inside and out. He knows what you are thinking. He knows what you are feeling. Jesus knows everything you have done, everything you are doing, and everything you are going to do. No one knows you better than Jesus. But not only does Jesus know you, number two, Jesus likes you. He likes who you are. He likes the person you are created to be. You are unique. You are one of a kind. There is no one like you in the entire world. You have a unique combination of personality and abilities and interests that make you different from everyone else in the world. And Jesus delights in your uniqueness. He likes you for who you are. He does not like our sin, because our sin is not part of who he created us to be. But he delights in you, your personality, and your uniqueness. Psalm 139 says, O Lord, you have searched me, and you have known me. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Jesus knows you. Jesus likes you, and Jesus loves you. Third of all, love is much more than a feeling. It is the willingness to sacrifice for someone else for their own good. And no one demonstrates love better than Jesus Christ and his willingness to go to the cross on our behalf. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus loves you so much that he died for you to save you from your sin. There is no greater love than this. He has proven his love for you. You don't need to wonder whether or not Jesus loves you. All you have to do is look at the cross and you know how much Jesus loves you. There is no greater love than this. Jesus knows you. Jesus likes you. Jesus loves you. No one knows you better than Jesus. No one likes you more than Jesus. No one loves you more than Jesus. Number one, Jesus calls his sheep. Number two, Jesus knows his sheep. Number three, the good shepherd Jesus leads his sheep. Leadership is leading a group of people from one place to another place, from one place where they're at to, hopefully, a better place. And that is exactly what the Lord is doing for us. We are following him because he is leading us to a better place. As Psalm 23 puts it, Jesus leads us to green pastures and still waters. You know, we are blessed to live here in the Quad Cities, in this fertile valley where there is so much good, abundant farmland. It is so well watered. You know, don't you just give thanks to the abundant rain we've been having? There are 30 days in April and it rained on 29 of them. It seemed that way anyway. We take it for granted. But think about where Jesus lived. Think about where God's people lived. Where that is in the Middle East, there are very few lakes and very, very few green pastures. That's why shepherds were so important. Sheep couldn't find green pastures on their own. The green pastures in the Middle East are very small patches of any grass whatsoever. They're not like the beautiful green lawns and grasses and pastures that we have here in the Midwest along the Mississippi River. They needed a shepherd to find that for them. And that's what a good shepherd does. He leads his flock to green pastures and still waters. And spiritually speaking, those green pastures and still waters are the blessings, the physical and spiritual blessings that the Lord gives us in this life. You see, we live in basically a parched desert, physically and spiritually. There is suffering, there is pain, there is disease, and there is death. And those are all a result of sin. Jesus is the one who provides his many blessings and provides for our needs. He leads us to the green pastures and still waters of life, the good and blessed times. But the green pastures and still waters of this life are not his ultimate goal. You see, Jesus, his plan is to take us to an even better place. Where could that be? Well, his own home in heaven. That better place is eternal life in heaven. As he himself says in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Where's Jesus leading us? He's leading us home, to his homeland, a place where there is no more suffering, no more pain, no more disease, no more death, a place where there is only his joy and his peace forevermore. And Jesus, he wants to make sure that we get there. He promises to do more than just lead us. He's going to carry us home. Just like the good shepherd in the parable that he told in Luke chapter 15, who found his lost sheep and joyfully carried him on his shoulders back home. That's how Jesus promises to carry us to his eternal homeland as well. I give them eternal life. They will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. He doesn't just lead us home. He carries us home. Or as Psalm 23, verse 6 puts it, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.